Wednesday, May the 10th, 2006. This is Tips from the Top Floor, show number 121.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And on today's show, we'll take a closer look at the contents of my camera bag, and I'll give you the latest status on the cruise.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor, the podcast about all things digital photography. Yes, in today's show, I'll let you in on the contents of my top secret camera bag. And believe me, there are some surprises among those. Oh, the cruise. Oh, well, it was planned for September, but those of you who had signed up know by now that it unfortunately won't happen. It's been cancelled. I know that's unfortunate, and it was a tough decision to cancel it, but we just didn't get enough people to sign up. I'm really, really sorry for that. My apologies. I was really looking forward to that, but, well, just didn't work out as expected. But at least I tried, and this is not going to be the last time that I'll have something on offer for you, the listeners. One thing that is planned, for example, instead of the cruise, I'll hold a photography workshop here in Tübingen at the Top Floor Productions headquarters. And that'll happen at the time that the cruise was originally planned for. The exact date, oh, let me look, that's September 11th to 15th, and there's room for 14 participants. I'm currently working on the details. There's lots to learn and some great places to go on photo excursions here as well. So if you're interested to spend a week in Tübingen on September 11th to 15th, please send me an email to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. And for those of you who had signed up for the cruise, if you want to come to Tübingen for the workshop instead, again, please send me an email, info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com, and I'll throw in a special discount for you guys. Oh, and if you had signed up already and left a deposit, the travel agent is currently working on refunding all of that, and you should get your money back soon. If you've been hoping to get the London get-together sound scene today, I'm sorry, I'll have to do that on the Friday show. I just recorded way too much material that I now have to sift through, but you're in for some fun, and don't forget to come back on Friday for that. And now here's all about the contents of my camera bag. Okay, so let's have a look inside my camera bag and see what I carry with me when I go to take pictures. Well, I start from the outside in. What I usually have on the outside, in the outside compartment, is a waterproof pen in case I have to write on something, a charged spare battery, and oh, another one. Okay, and important business cards. Those are, yeah, important to hand them out and hand out lots of them just to make sure that maybe sooner or later some of that will come back to you. Number two, let me open that one. Oh. What I have in my camera bag is definitely way too many compartments and zippers. Okay. Inside, memory cards, important, gigabyte replacement, another gigabyte, and then I have a piece of rolled up, folded up duct tape. That is something that might come in handy. You never know if you have to stick something together. It doesn't take up much space, it doesn't weigh much. It's maybe a meter of duct tape, and I've kind of taken that off a big roll of duct tape and kind of put it together into a smaller size factor. So that is in here. The camera, only one in here. The DSLR that has the 17 to 40 millimeter lens on it, which with a 1.6 factor, yeah, it's about equivalent to a 25 on its widest side. The beanbag. If you're new to the show and don't know what a beanbag is, check back to, oh, I don't know the number, but I'll put a link in the show notes. A beanbag is basically
a bag filled with beans or rice or teddy bear stuffing or something that you can rest the camera on. It replaces a tripod. It's really handy, and depending on what you put in, it's not even really heavy. So for me, that makes a lot of sense, especially if I want to take a picture. Yeah, it's hard to explain. Just you just set it on top of any type of surface and place the camera inside, and it'll really hold the camera nicely, and you can adjust the camera, and it'll help you keep the camera steady. It's also nice to take pictures out of a car with it, because you can just put it on the window. What's that called? Ledge? Sill? I don't know. If you have the window open and just place the camera on that, and it's a really big helper, and I really love it. I wouldn't want to be without one. Okay, the lenses. As I said, the 17-40mm is on the camera. The cover is kind of the normal range up to a sort of a wide angle. And then I have the 50mm 1.8 prime lens, which is my one and only and really, really wonderful portrait lens. And it's good for other things as well. It's not that expensive, but it is tack sharp. I love it. And I have to cover the of the telephoto range. I have a 80-200mm zoom lens here, and that works quite well. Then usually what I have in the camera bag, I don't have that with me today, is a teleconverter. That is a 2x teleconverter that helps me get to the even farther range if I need to. Okay, and then what I have here is a 12mm fisheye lens made in Russia, prime lens. It's a fairly cheap thing, but I hardly ever have to cover the wide angle. This is the super wide angle range, at least in terms of a fisheye. So it was a question for me to either get this cheap one that works just fine on the camera, or or invest more, which I thought didn't make a lot of sense for me. So this one, and it's tech sharp when stopped down really far. I would say f/16, that's what you need on that one. But it's okay, it works fine. It does the job, even though and it's really built like a tank. I mean, this is like an old manual lens that it's really, you can hear that, or you should just feel it. It's heavy. It's small, but it's heavy. It's almost entirely massive steel, and the front element is so big that they didn't have any space to put any of the usual writing around that. So they put that on the side, and kind of like it. It's not autofocus. It's manual focus. It does the trick. Okay. Important other piece of equipment here, and you won't believe that, but it really works. I guess that is a tip from the top floor. Cigarette paper, roll paper. And you might wonder what that is for. The cigarette paper, let me pull one out here, is perfect for cleaning your lenses. Yes, it is. And the reason is that it won't leave any lint on your lenses, as some other paper-based lens cleaners do, and it's cheap, and it won't hurt the lens. It's definitely softer than the lens, even though you mightn't think so, but it'll leave your lens coating and the lens front elements itself intact. And you just crumple it up. Let me do that right here. With the large 80-200, it's crumpled up now. I just do what I would do with my glasses. I moisten the front element and just use that cigarette paper. Wipe over it. Takes away all the grease, everything that might be on that front element. Doesn't leave anything back, and then I just dispose of the cigarette paper. And there's, let me look, probably 100 leaves of cigarette paper in that little container, and it costs a few cents. So it's really. And it's better than anything else I've tried so far. I didn't try some of the things, so maybe there is a high-tech solution out there that is better, but this one has always done the job for me in an easy and quick way. Okay, on to the next compartment. There's more to come. The camera strap. That's the one that originally came with the camera. I have that in here just in case I might need it to attach something. On the camera itself, I have a wrist strap. And basically, you just stick your hand through and it won't dangle. And I'm not the type of person that hangs the camera around the neck. I usually have it in my hand. And with the strap that came with the camera, I found myself, I was wrapping that around my hand and it got really complicated. So I got myself a strap, a wrist strap kind of thing. What else is in here? Oh, ear protection, hearing protection. Yeah. I'm on concerts a lot and I do some event photography and I'm also a musician, so I'm kind of a bit trying to be a bit careful with my ears and that I don't get into environments too loud. So a few years ago I had those made for me. It's kind of a custom made earplug thing that does filtering over the whole frequency range, so you basically still get the good sound, just softer. It's like someone turned down the volume on your stereo. So I have those with me all the time in my camera bag. A pencil, yeah, one of those free IKEA pencils. The reason I have that with me is that it always works. It's no, it can't really break. Pencils are cool. And this one has the right size, so it's small and it's free. Okay, what else? A little piece of Velcro and some screws. I have no idea why those are in here. the Pringles lid. Yeah, the Pringles lid. Some hate it, some love it. I love it. And it, well, the problem is the Pringles lids you get today usually are transparent. This is one of the older ones that is a bit opaque. It's kind of white, translucent plastic. And I use it for custom white balance in situations where I can't get the custom white balance any other way. And well, for custom white balance, I usually, yeah, just shoot either a gray card, we'll get to that in a minute, or a white surface or a gray surface of some sort. Something that's neutral in color, doesn't have any, that doesn't have the same amount of red, green, and blue in it, and that basically ends up being gray. Now, if that's not possible, the Pringles lid, the way it works is you hold it in front of your lens, you set the camera to manual focus and just throw it out of focus, and you take a picture into the main light source that lights that picture, which will define the main color of the picture. And then you use that, which gives you a nice blurred, grayish kind of thing, and then you use that for custom white balance reference. And this way you end up having good white balance. I've tried it against a few other things and it simply works for me, so that's why I have it in my camera bag. And it's not big and it kind of doesn't look like self-made. It looks, you can make your customer believe that it's a professional piece of photography equipment. Let's put it this way. No one will go, oh, that's a Pringles lid. And appearance in front of the customer is another thing that is not that unimportant. Here's just some pieces of wood, some little, I don't know what they're called. They're basically taken apart clothespin. And I use that for propping up things if I need to. Like if I take a picture studio-wise or if I need to support something, if I need to fix something to something, that's what I use these for. But they're not that important. And then here's the remote release, the cable release that comes in handy a lot of times. Last but not least, I have a little adapter that is a hot shoe to sync cord adapter to a PC connector, which yeah allows me to use external flash. Now, I still have that in my camera bag, even though I don't really need it anymore because my camera now has a sync connector. The one before didn't have one. And but yeah, it's still in here. It doesn't take up much space and might come in handy. Oh, piece of used cigarette paper. And that was it for the inside compartments. Now, there's one compartment left on the back here, and important things in here. The camera manual. I recommend each and every one of you have your manual with you and read it. It's really important. It'll tell you a lot about how your camera works. And even though I know the camera in and out, I still have it with me because sometimes I find that it comes in handy. It helps. Okay, what else? Important promotion material. My company flyers. Just a handful of them to make sure that, yeah, that I have something that I can hand out to a potential customer. Then, what's here inside this? Oh, yeah, those might come in handy. Okay, let me take one step back. I'm not a flash person. I have a flash, I have studio flashes and things, but I don't really use a lot of flash in my photography. It just works better for me this way, and I don't have to carry around that much, and I'd rather have a small reflector with me that I then use to reflect some of the surrounding light onto, let's say, a person's face or something. But in case I use a flash, here's two pieces of gel, two pieces of plastic foil, translucent plastic foil, optical plastic foil. I got those from a PA company that does sound and light for concerts, and it's basically some leftovers that they had, so I didn't really have to go buy that stuff. It's one is light blue and one is light orange, very light, and those are there in order to, well, in case I use a flash and I need to change the light temperature to either more daylight or more warmish golden hour type of light. This is what I use those gels for in conjunction with the duct tape that I have with me. I just stick it on top of the flash and flash through those. And that'll change the whole mood of the light. You can also do that with white balance in your camera, but I sometimes find that those gels give me a bit of a different result, and really depends on what I need. And it also helps if you are in a situation that has multiple different light color temperatures of light. If you have light coming in through a window and you have light inside that is tungsten or you have some light bulbs in there, and you can really then adapt the one light source, e.g. the flash, to what comes in from the outside, and really helps. Then, and I think that kind of covers it. The last thing here is a gray card. Let me take that out. This gray card, I mainly use that. Oh, it's nicely wrapped up and handle with care. Don't want any fingerprints or anything on that. Basically a set of gray cards. It's a color card and a gray card. And, well, the gray card has a gray scale from bright white to all black. And then the color card has all different colors from blue, cyan, green, yellow, red, magenta, white, black, and all different shades of those. And that really helps in a few do a well set up photo shoot in the studio, for example. I usually shoot the gray card and use that for two things. First, for white balance reference, and second, to make sure I cover the whole range from bright white to dark black to all black in the picture. So I've set up everything, the contrasts are right, the amount of light in the picture is not too much and not too little, and that altogether works like charm. That's not really expensive, a gray card, if you do these kind of setup photo shoots, and if you do more than just go outside and take snapshots, that's going to be quite some help. So I think, let me check again, didn't forget anything important. No, I think that was it. Okay, oh, my passport is still in here from the weekend. Okay. No, but that was it. That's all that's in my camera bag, and it's amazing how Now that I have it all out here, which I usually don't, it's kind of really amazing that all that stuff fits in that little bag. So, looks like I'm pretty efficient with the packing. Anyway, why not start a thread on the Tips from the Top Floor forum where you post what you have in your camera bag? I think that would be kind of interesting to see those little things that people use. What I'm really interested in is the things that are not specifically photography related, but are then being used for photography purposes, like the Pringles lid or the the duct tape or the wooden things that I use to prop up things with. Just the things that are not really that, things that you don't usually buy in a camera store. Let's put it this way. I think that is the things that I'm really interested in, because that's usually the things that you get somewhere else that don't look flimsy or cheap and don't really give your customer a bad impression of you if you use them in a photo shoot, but still are there, and you don't have to go to Nikon, Canon or whoever and pay a fortune for it. Those are the things that I find really interesting usually. So yeah, tipsfromthoughtful.com/forum. There's a forum where we can do a thread on equipment and see what the cool things are that you guys have in your camera bag. All right, that was it for today's little sound thing. Thanks for tuning in. And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. Thanks for tuning in. You won't talk about this, you won't talk about. You can reach me several ways. Send your email and MP3 greetings to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. Leave a voice message at the US phone number 206-202-DSLR. That's 206-202-3757. Or even better, join a great community on the forum at tipsfromthetopfloor.com/forum. And believe me, it's worth a look. And on Friday, you'll even find out why. All right, that was it for today. My name is Chris Marquardt, podcasting from the top floor in Tübingen, southern Germany. Stay subscribed and happy shooting. Show me how-